This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is pledging to do whatever is necessary to help the nation recover from several natural disasters. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
From a massive wildfire in California to Hurricane Ida's destruction along the Gulf Coast and elsewhere.
My team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance that's needed.
The president tomorrow will visit Louisiana, where Ida came ashore as the fifth strongest storm ever to hit the U.S., savaging the Gulf Coast before flooding several states further north and east. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating reports of possible oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico from Hurricane Ida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Associated Press first reported the possible spills after reviewing aerial images taken by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They show a miles-long black and brown slick floating near a large rig with the name Enterprise Offshore Drilling painted on its helipad. The company says its Enterprise 205 rig was safely secured and evacuated prior to the storm's arrival and did not suffer any damage in the storm. But the Coast Guard is dispatching aircraft to investigate reports of a slick south of Port Fourchon, Louisiana. The Coast Guard spokesman says aircraft will also fly over a major oil refinery along the Mississippi River south of New Orleans after a report of a rainbow-colored sheen in the floodwaters there. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 340,000, a pandemic low. The Labor Department said that jobless claims dropped by 14,000. The weekly count has mostly fallen steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden on Thursday blasted the Supreme Court's decision not to block a new Texas law banning most abortions in the state and directed federal agencies to do what they can to insulate women and providers from the impact. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president strongly disagrees with the Supreme Court's decision.
For the majority to do this without a hearing, without the benefit of an opinion from a court below, and without due consideration of the issues, insults the rule of law and rights of all Americans to seek redress from our courts. That is, of course, of concern, not just to him, but it should be to all Americans.
In the middle of the night, a deeply divided high court allowed the law to remain in force. It is the nation's biggest curb on abortion rights since the court announced its landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that gave women a constitutional right to abortion. A former prosecutor has been indicted for misconduct in the death of Ahmaud Arbery. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Former Brunswick Judicial Circuit District Attorney Jackie Johnson was indicted by a Glynn County grand jury Thursday on charges of violating her oath of office and hindering a law enforcement officer. Arbery was gunned down in February 2020 after being pursued by white father and son Greg and Travis McMichael. Greg McMichael had worked as an investigator in Johnson's office. The indictment says Johnson directed that Travis McMichael, the alleged shooter, should not be placed under arrest. I'm Mike Gracia.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration says Virgin Galactic cannot launch anyone into space again until the completion of an investigation. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The FAA says the rocket ship veered off course during its descent back to New Mexico, putting it outside the air traffic control clearance area. Virgin Galactic admits the space plane dropped below the protected airspace for 1 minute 41 seconds because of a change in wind. The flight itself lasted about 15 minutes. The company says the flight was safe and successful. Virgin Galactic says it plans to launch three Italian researchers to the edge of space in a few weeks and wants to start selling tickets to space next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
The global shortage of computer chips is getting worse, forcing automakers to temporarily close factories. General Motors announced Thursday that it would pause production at 8 North American plants during the next 2 weeks. Ford will stop making pickups at its Kansas City assembly plant for the next 2 weeks. The cuts will compound an already short supply of cars, trucks, and SUVs on dealer lots nationwide that have pushed prices to record levels. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.